guess what was it like for your final practice here? And you get the weather conditions that everyone was kind of expecting this whole time.
Yeah, it's surprising to get this kind of weather, but I mean, we don't let that dictate, you know what I mean, how we take the field. We take the field with a mindset of getting better each day and winning the day. So, I believe we did that. We got better today as a team, but there's still room to get better.
How anxious are you for that first game in the Superdome? What are sort of your expectations for that?
They go up each and every day, man. Expectations, speaking of. But, I mean, every day it's a different story from a different player or a different coach or different, you know, person in the organization telling us or telling me, you know, what to expect or what kind of things to look out for and look forward to. So, I mean, it's looking very on the up and up, man. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Do you feel like you've raised a few eyebrows at this training camp?
That I don't know, man. I can only hope to get better each and every day and give the coaches, you know, what they ask of me and, you know, do what I have to do to improve myself and be the best I can be for this team.
That goal line period was pretty lively today. Y'all enjoy?
Absolutely. That's defense. That's our bread and butter. That's when we know, you know, there's no games. It's all downhill. It's all serious. And with guys like CeeLo and Keem and Cam and Junior leading the group, man, I mean, the intensity just rises with those kind of guys out there.
Was there an excitement being the last day out here today? I mean, y'all seem, did that have anything to do with it? Y'all seem
honestly, it hasn't even been said. We just wanted to come out here and be better than we were yesterday. And, you know, nobody's kind of talking about the last day this, last day that. I mean, it was, you know, just a focus on coming out here and winning the practice.
Marcus, one of your teammates the other day had said they didn't think you were too happy with how you did in OTAs and that you're more pleased. Is that an accurate description? Did you feel like you?
I mean, I'm heavy a critic on myself. I always want to be, you know, the best I can be possibly. But coming into OTAs, you know, coaches, they threw the book at me and, you know, they expected me to learn and pick up really fairly quickly. I didn't pick it up as quickly as I wanted to. I was decent, I guess you can say. Coaches didn't say I was too bad, but I know for a fact that I can be better.
So Marcus, this is one of those you're not thinking as much, you're playing.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Marcus, how did you end up from Stone Mountain, Georgia to Memphis, Canadian football, now here in New Orleans? Just walk us through that.
Well, coming out of high school, I signed to Florida State. I spent two seasons down there. Ended up getting transferring out and going to a junior college, Pearl River in Mississippi. Spent a year there, got my grades right, and I ended up in Memphis, University of Memphis. Ended up graduating out of Memphis. Didn't get a shot coming out of Memphis. The lockout hit. I spent a year off and got a shot at a tryout, a Canadian Open tryout. Went out there, you know, I guess I gave them what they wanted to see. They offered me a contract, and that's, you know, kind of been how it started.
How much different is it playing up there with the wide field and everything compared to this? I mean, does it make your job a lot harder?
Football is football. Once that ball snapped, it's all kind of, you know, correlates and relates to each other. But it's a little different. It's 12 guys. It's three down football instead of four. The end zone is a lot bigger, and like you said, the field is a lot wider. But you know, like I said, once the ball snapped, you kind of erase all that out your memory, and you just want to win your one on one battle.
Making the transition from linebacker to the CFL to safety, you know, has that been difficult for you, or and was there a time, like a point where something kind of clicked for you, because it looked like it did?
Well, honestly, it's just all about playing football. I'll play any position the coach asks me. He can put me on the line. He can put me in the back end. It doesn't matter. He just once coach tells me what to do and shows me and you know, tells me the X's and O's and details about it, I just go out there and try to be my best at that.